This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Corner. Have you ever had a threesome?
Of course I had. Oh my God, it was beautiful.
And the rapturous ovation that awaits the champion at the 72nd hole.
Bang, we started getting it on. And all of a sudden I felt this surge coming on. Like, whoa, what is this? Whoa, next thing you know, I'm like, oh, more.
I can promise you one thing. You'll never live to see a day like this again at Augusta.
Okay.
And now,
hello,
broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Put your hands up now. I will shoot you in the face.
Streaming live from WAAF.com and the Radio.com app.
You gotta toggle my mouse.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
I've literally tried to be a better person.
This.
Tell me about the meatloaf.
Is.
I'm a beef slut.
The Hillman Morning Show.
I'm gonna certify it as a butt expert. It's real.
Apparently, they can be pretty aggressive if they feel threatened.
Yeah, I think that's complete banana pants.
It's not natural, not normal at all.
Hillman.
With your host.
He's really hot.
The man Tom Brady and Julian Edelman are fighting to be besties with.
You know, Hillman, Flash Hilly.
Though I did tell my wife one day I would love to just be on that show.
Greg Hill.
Well, you have a nicely shaped head.
Oh, thank you.
No, not everybody can say that.
Because I want to be on Instagram.
Because we're perverts.
He seems like a nice guy, but that was a little creepy.
On sports.
LB, please stop.
Amateur motivational life coach.
Thank God I'm alive.
Lyndon Byers.
I can't wait to die.
LB, you couldn't kill an afternoon.
I built this organization.
Warped female brain analyst Danielle Murr with the news.
Thank Jesus for Danielle.
You were in a lineup, I could pick your DM.
It's fresh, pink, and warm. Always. Yeah.
I don't even know what a coxswain is.
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
And Mike Shue.
Your call is important to us.
Who's not stoned.
I smoke a lot of weed.
It's just allergies.
You better have glaucoma.
I do.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
They're called porn.
You're definitely something.
I mean, that's what makes the mornings fun around here.
Oh, Jesus.
Hiya. Love this radio show.
I got it all, bro.
Do me a favor. Pick another group of suckers, because this is wrong in so many ways.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi.
What is it, a Thursday?
It's a technical Friday.
Oh, what do you mean technical Friday?
Technical Friday, because we're not here tomorrow, so technically it's our Friday.
Yes, that's true. Last day of the week.
Is that like a technical virgin?
Correct.
Yes,
okay,
yes, good. It is. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, the listeners are the one that's going to be the receiving ones on that situation tomorrow. Sorry, guys. We need a break, too.
Yeah, it's the last day of the week for us.
So what time are you going to be leaving to drive to Julia's graduation?
Well, I have to go home and get Brees's truck, and then I have to pack the barbecue grill and all of the rest of the stuff.
What?
And there's some sort of
that sounds like a lot of work.
I think that, you know, senior year at St. Lawrence, you get to live in the townhouse. You probably can relate to this.
Yes,
those of you who matriculated from a college or a university know that senior year you get the townhouse. And I think that Julia and her friends have planned some kind of a barbecue to kick off the graduation weekend.
Uh-huh.
And when I say they've planned it, it appears that I am going to be executing the whole thing. So I will depart as soon as I can and drive 6.5 hours up to St. Lawrence. I will say this. For those who enjoy a scenic drive, it's really a beautiful 6.5 hours up there. I'm thinking of taking the there's a route that brings me on a car ferry across Lake Champlain or something in Vermont. I may have mentioned this on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I did or not, but it's a very picturesque drive and then ride on a beautiful ferry across the water.
And I assume you have no option but the slow ferry in that case.
That is a very, very slow ferry.
There's one ferry.
There's no fast ferry. That is true. But listen, I will, as I have mentioned many times, I will be a blubbering buffoon all weekend long. I can't believe that my little girl is done with college and headed into the mean, cruel world, the real world, the working world.
Have you downloaded an audiobook for the ride?
No, but I should.
Perhaps a little self-development. Maybe you could get into Atomic Habits by James Clear.
I think what I'm going to do is listen to the audiobooks of the Game of Thrones fantasy series.
Ew.
So I can figure out what happens before Sunday night's series finale.
Mike Shue can probably point you towards some interesting fan fiction on YouTube if you'd like to hear a narration of that. Speaking of parallel universes.
Here's a 978 texter that says, I have taken that ferry to go to Lake Placid. Yes, that's the same ferry, and it's a quick ride. Yeah, it's like a 15-minute ferry ride. I mean, it's no big deal. But anyway, it's Thursday, and we have one more show left, but it is going to be a whopper of a program today. filling in for LB, who remains out on a leave of absence kind of a thing, a personal business leave of absence thing, will be former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich.
Yes.
And Ninkovich will be in here at 7. And he will handle the sports in LB's absence and join us for a couple hours. I think Ninkovich is hanging around until 9 or
awesome.
So this morning.
Nice.
So, also on the show today at 7:30 or right thereabouts, it is Sto 5-0, a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either called in or walked in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD, over the last week. And we will discuss Historical Society email rage, which nearly led to violence. So that's coming up at 7:30 during Stowe 5-0. And 7:50, we're going to go inside the warped female brain. So if you are a man and you find the way in which the mind of any particular woman in your life works to be confusing, you may ask Danielle any kind of a question, and she will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain. Here's a text that says, Greg, why isn't Monkey driving you to St. Lawrence? That drive is so bad, I wouldn't even put Johnny Egan through it.
No.
It's
like picking your battles in marriage.
Yeah.
You pick your rides with Johnny. You save the important, necessary ones, not one of these 6.5-hour fluff rides.
Right.
Right.
Here's a text that says, why isn't Mrs. Hill going with you? Reason being that Mrs. Hill and Brees needed to get up there early, and I have to work.
Yeah.
So
they're already up there?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they don't have anything. What else is going on? I mean, nobody has to go to work, but the old man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. Here's a 781 text. I also have a Julia graduating. Could I get a rando ding for my daughter, Julia, who is graduating from Boston College on
All
Monday?
Right.
Of course.
Rando
ding.
BC. There you go.
They do their graduation on Monday,
I guess. A lot of schools do.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mentioned Inside the Warped Female Brain coming up at 7:50. At 8, we are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message right now or anytime up until 8 on any topic, including, of course, tonight's opportunity for the Boston Bruins to complete the sweep of the Carolina. Well, they were the Carolina Hurricanes. Now they're the Carolina Tropical Depression.
Yes.
I've read in every single meme that is available. And so leave a Hill Mail voicemail message on any topic, and we will play your message back at 8. The Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. Today's weather brought to you by Comcast. It is going to be partly sunny, and the temperature is going to be 63 for a high. Good. Right now, it is 49 here in B-Town. Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond Fast is technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business, Beyond Fast, call 1-800-501-6000 and take your business beyond. Coming up in just a couple of moments, there is an irrational flying fear in the news, and what happened to a helicopter in New York yesterday means that I will now be taking the slow ferry to Figaui. Also, how creepy is it what a Pennsylvania man was doing with a power drill may land him the title of King Creep.
Oh, no.
And we will also get to Florida, not like the rest of us, coming up in a couple of moments and discuss that that is not a manatee orgy. Oh, wait.
Oh.
That is a manatee orgy.
Oh, no.
All of that and the rest of this morning's news coming right up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it is well documented around here that Mark Hsu has a Pringles problem.
Hey, at least I admit it.
You were,
you know, that's half. I'm halfway there to being cured.
You were enjoying the pizza flavor the other day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I noticed.
Those and the jalapeno ones, my favorites.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Not a fan of the spicy foods. I don't want to get the agita.
Big baby. Take a Prilosec.
I feel like this may be a tad bit overindulgent, but I have been known to take these sour cream and onion Pringles and dip them in sour cream, which I think is it's redundant, it's overindulgent. But,
it's Inception with Pringles.
Yes, right.
Or sour cream.
Yeah. It would be Inception with sour cream.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're right. at the start of the show, Danielle was asking me about today's trip to drive to St. Lawrence University in upstate New York because my daughter Julia is graduating from college this weekend. And I happened to mention that I was considering taking the route which brings me on a car ferry in Vermont across into New York.
Yes.
And I mentioned that I had to bring the grill up there because I am responsible for cooking some kind of barbecue food for all of the graduating seniors in Julia's townhouse complex this evening.
Yes.
A 617 texter said, Greg, you may want to rethink the ferry if you are bringing a propane tent.
Oh.
irrational fear.
Oh, yeah.
Irrational fear on that, but I'm not I'm definitely not going to. Krista Berg, couple of hits.
You okay?
The other one.
Is that what you sounded like at the men's clinic?
I love that song. That song.
Sir, it's just a blood test.
That's that song is the entire decade of the 80s in a 1 4-minute hit song.
Uh-huh.
And that encapsulates everything that is music from the 1980s. Mm-hmm. Right there.
I have indeed seen Krista Berg's house, and he does indeed live in a castle.
Ah, do you remember that was when we took this show on the road?
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Ireland,
mm-hmm.
And he lives outside of Galway.
Dublin.
Dublin,
yeah.
Outside of Dublin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Near the Wicklow Hills.
That's correct. Krista Berg's other big hit, of course, was Lady in Red.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's see. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, have you ever had a fat bag? Of course.
Excuse
of
me?
Course yes. I've had a fat bag. Yes. I think yesterday on the show I called it a feed bag, but a fat bag is a regional food item that is very popular in the Potsdam, Canton, New York area where St. Lawrence is, and you get it at Sergei's. They have it's like a deep-fried pizza calzone. Deep-fried pizza calzone.
Wow, wrap your head around that.
How good does that sound?
Do you try to make it sound like you're not eating a $28 salad when you go to like Grill 23, so you call it a feed bag? Let me get the feed bag salad. And you know what? Throw some grilled chicken on there. Let me get some protein in the diet. I have to lift later.
Oh.
Make sure it's butterlet. Massage that kale. I want it oily and soft. Let me get your hands in there, chef.
Here's a 978 text, which reads, will you be watching graduation from a luxury box and leaving early?
Right.
I don't think they have.
He's not going to make it to the H's. They're going to be in the C's. And he's like, oh, well, I'm going to be traffic.
They're like, why is Julia's last name misspelled and it starts with A? Dad wants to leave early. Oh, how many people are there before her? Do you know how many people are in her, graduating class?
I think there's like 3,000, I think.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Maybe that's the whole.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe that's pretty the whole huge.
School. I don't know. You have to look that up, Nancy. I think there's like 5,000 students at St. Lawrence. I don't know. The only thing I know is how much exactly the monthly payment was for 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Looks like that's the 3,000-ish number is the total enrollment for undergrads.
Okay. So now you want me to do math?
No,
at 6:28 in the morning? There's 750 kids. So I'm going to listen to about a quarter of 750 names before Julia comes up.
Plus the president's speech or whoever the guest speaker.
Yeah, do we know who the guest speaker is?
I think it's Hillary Clinton, which I'm very excited about.
No, I don't know. Wow, that's pretty huge.
I don't know who it is. I don't know. It's probably like Dan Bilzerian or Elon Musk or something like that. I don't know.
Elon Musk, he's high as a kite. You ever watch the Jetsons? Remember those old phones? I can make that happen.
Maybe it'll be Selena Gomez, and she can stand up there and talk about how social media has ruined her generation. Do you see that?
Hey, I don't disagree with her.
Well, no, but it's a little bit difficult if you're Selena Gomez and you have 158 million followers on Instagram or whatever she has.
She's the third most followed person on Instagram.
And how many followers?
Over 150. Let me get the current tally right now.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Who's the number one most followed person on Instagram?
Not a Kardashian.
It's got to be a Kardashian. It's probably like the new royal baby.
It's Archie. It's female celeb. Hold on.
Yeah.
It is. So, it's not The Rock.
No.
No, The Rock's like huge especially Instagram. Yeah.
As of May of this year, so this month, Cristiano Ronaldo is
really well. That shows you how
the
big
most followed person.
That shows you how big football is around the world.
And then Ariana Grande, then Selena Gomez, then The Rock, Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Beyonce, Lionel Messi, and Taylor Swift.
What about AOC? Is she in the?
She's further down.
Okay, so Selena Gomez said yesterday that the social medias are ruining her generation.
Social media has really been terrible for my generation. It does scare me when you see how exposed that these young girls and young boys are, and they're not really aware of the news or anything going on. it's, I don't want to say selfish because that feels rude, but it is a, I think it's dangerous for sure. It can be great in moments, but I, you know, I would just be careful and allow yourself some time limits of when you should use it and when you shouldn't.
But make sure to give me a follow
right
on Twitter and give on the like. Instagram.
I don't think I ever realized it's like what her voice sounded like when she speaks.
It's kind of, it's not really a hot voice, to be honest
it's
with you.
Little,
I mean, she's very attractive.
She is. But, it's just kind of, and she has such a beautiful singing voice. I don't think I ever really heard it. It's almost like she's got some kind of affect to her speech, mm-hmm. like yeah. the Dubai-ish that Lindsay Lohan right. has, but I can't really...
You never watched Wizards of Waverly Place?
Sadly, no. No, I can't say that I have. So, uh-huh. yeah. But, yeah.
Well,
The internet is forever, kids. Even if you delete something 0.3 seconds later, someone has already screenshot it.
At least she's not an up-talker like Jake DeBrusk.
I think we just did enough to win the game. I think that took a hit on the head. We understood that, and that was a message coming from the coaching staff as well. And we felt it. You know, we have better to bring. And
we're going to win the game. We're hoping that we can do it. We'd like to do this. We'd like to complete the sweep.
Because it's the cup.
Of course. Because it's the cup. We want the cup, huh? That's the other thing, too, is I got to get up there. I'll get up there by 6:15, maybe, or yeah. whatever. Whatever.
You'll have some kind of
mechanical
crisis.
Problem.
Did you make sure you brought everything from the house?
No, I got to go back.
You got to go back.
I got to go back and pack everything up. Yeah. And then, I mean, I got to get the barbecue stuff cooked in time for me to sit down and watch the Bruins game. But probably the whole reason that Julia wanted me to go up there is so I can go out and buy drinks for all her friends. And you know how that's gonna go.
You're not going to see any of the
games. Hopefully, they have the college bar up there, which is called the Hoot Owl. Mm-hmm. That's a rando ding for the Hoot Owl over there. And hopefully, I got to ask this question, too, because I've heard some experts say this, and it actually makes sense. There are people who do not think the best thing for our Boston Bruins is to sweep. And reason being is you win tonight and you sweep, you're then off for an extended period of time. And it looks like maybe that San Jose and St. Louis will go six or seven games in their series.
So, that makes sense.
So do you think so?
I think so, yeah.
So rather than get the sweep, you'd like to see them lose tonight and then come back here and play Saturday night and win it on Saturday night and have less of a period of time off.
Yeah. Plus, I'd love if they won it here anyway.
So you'd like to see them win the Eastern Conference Finals here
and then
advance
to the
Cup.
Stanley Cup Final.
I keep thinking of all the injuries that are brought to light after the season. And I'm thinking, wouldn't that time off be good for that? I mean, these guys are obviously dinged up one way or another. You know, guys have played with collapsed lungs, broken ribs, toes, whatever it may be. Wouldn't that rest be good for their recovery?
You would. Yes.
I feel like you miss out on some momentum, though.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you have one or two nights off, you come back, you play again. It's like you're in the thing.
Mentally,
you got to wait for them to finish the Western Conference series. It's they're just dragging it out.
Right.
It seems like based on the reports this morning that Chris Wagner is not going to play again. Which we talked about that yesterday because
really
for the rest of the whole thing.
Oh man,
which is not great news. All right. Well, anyway, LB is out. Leave of absence, personal business. I've said it lots of times over the last few weeks. At some point, I'm sure LB will share with you what he is, what's going on. But we will have former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich in the studio filling in for LB in about a half an hour or so. So Ninkovich coming in at 7 to fill in for LB. I'll tell you what I want to ask Ninkovich about is the proposed law here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts banning tackle football when it comes to youth players.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Ninkovich about that. All right. It is 6:35, and this is Shannon. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
What's up, Shannon? What's up?
Hi, Danielle. I love your Aunt Kathy and Carrie.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Shannon.
I have a recommendation for you for an audio book.
Oh, excellent. Okay, what is it?
And I also have a question for Shu, so don't push the button.
Okay.
The Job by Steve Osborne.
The Job?
Yeah, I told you about it before.
Yeah, what? Remind me again?
True Life Tales from a New York City Cop, and he narrates the book.
Oh, okay.
That's a nice part of it.
All right. I like the Hardo book narrators who do the sound effects with the...
Yes. Yeah.
And they do the accents also.
Yep. They do, yeah.
Yeah, I like when the guys switch to the to do the women.
Well, yeah, if there's a book that has like an Irish person in it, then they do the Irish.
Right.
They're like so into it.
I love that.
Like I love the Hardo book on tape people. Yes.
Nothing more depressing than when you get a narrator that you don't click with and you can't listen to the audiobook. I've had that happen about 3 or 4 times where I've purchased one and then I return it to Audible right away because I'm like, yep, no, click. Select reason for returning. Bad narrator.
There's one narrator that I won't read the book if he's narrating it.
All right. What was your question for Shu?
The song, I don't know if it's A Whisper to a Scream or We Are Bizarre Children. You know what I'm talking about?
Whisper to a Scream is Ice House, I believe.
No, that was Icicle Works.
Icicle Works. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Did that go along with a movie?
It was recently used, I believe, in some kind of like medication commercial.
Oh, like Alzheimer's or
something
or
that.
Like a Viagra or something.
Yeah,
like 80s, 1980s.
Yeah, it came out in the 80s.
Well, let me ask you: was it fall in this commercial? Was it fall? And was there a 65-year-old man embracing a 32-year-old woman outside near a hot tub, and they were about to make love, and then all of a sudden you realized it was a Pfizer commercial, and thanks to Viagra, the two of them were going to make mad passionate love in the hot tub,
right? And they were wearing really nice sweaters. Yeah, that was
it. Oh, that was a Viagra ad. All right, 6:37. I don't think we have enough time to get to the news.
Okay.
But we will in a moment.
I'll
because
be here.
There's a lot of good stuff in the news today.
I'm going to hop on Amazon for a minute.
Oh, great.
Oh, well,
relapse.
Thanks.
Bezos is very excited.
Bezos.
Relapse.
Bezos. So I mentioned that Rob Ninkovich will be here at 7:30 this morning. It is Stowe 5-0. A brief look at some of the horrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my hometown police department, the Stowe Police. And we will discuss Historical Society email rage, which occurred last week in Stowe.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
That's about 7:30. At 7:50, we are going inside the warped female brain. So if you're a guy and you're confused about your relationship, any kind of a relationship with a woman, you can ask Danielle to explain it to you. On Monday's show, so we're off tomorrow, so I can go do the familial obligations of attending the graduation of my daughter from college. But on Monday's show, we'll be joined in the studio by the governor for Breakfast with Baker. That is our monthly visit with Charlie Baker, the governor of the Commonwealth, and you can ask any and all questions of him, and we will as well. So that is Monday at 8:15 on this show, Charlie Baker in the studio. And on Monday, we will be joined by Andy King of the Firefest documentary.
Excellent. Awesome.
He is the man who was willing to do anything at all, whatever it took to get the job done. If maybe I shouldn't use the term job, but Andy is going to be hosting the Greg Hill Foundation party next weekend on Nantucket for Figawi. He is our celebrity host.
Yes.
He will be delivering the Evian water to the event or making sure that it gets on the island. And Andy is Andy's going to call in on Monday. So
let's all take one for the team.
Yes, we will take one for the team on Monday. All right, coming up next, the news. And we'll get to how creepy is it and find out what a Pennsylvania man did with a power drill that may land him the title of King Creep. Also, we will get to Florida, not like the rest of us. That's not a manatee orgy. Oh, wait. That is a manatee orgy. All of that coming right up. This is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Morning. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, obscure reference with those audiobooks. The companies that narrate the books for the blind.
Yes.
Often used prisoners, and one of the top rated narrators is Ed Kemper, the co-ed killer.
No,
are you kidding me?
Snopes.
It's a real thing. He's got an extremely high IQ, so that's why they like him so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe that, being the true crime addict that I am, that I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I thought you were going to come back at me and say, "Oh yeah, that's old news."
So, so oftentimes when you're listening to a book on tape, as they call it, that is an audio book that is narrated, it is a serial killer who is doing the narration. Wow.
Oh, God.
That's great information.
Only
on this show will you get that information.
Seriously.
Was Ed Kemper one of the guys on Mindhunter?
Yes, he was.
Was he the guy with the shoes?
The one
that
with
liked the shoes? The, mommy, the women's shoes?
No, I think he may have been the mommy guy.
Oh God!
The mommy issues. The mommy issues guy.
All right, check the narrator. Jeez.
You could win a trip for two to Download Festival Madrid. It is stop number one on WAAF's World Tour 2019. Listen today at 10:30, at 1:30. And at 5:30 to qualify, and when you qualify, you win concert tickets. And the grand prize winner is going to travel in a luxury style to Download Festival Madrid. It is 6:52, and today's weather brought to you by Solar Wolf Energy, and it is going to be partly sunny, and the temperature is going to be 63 today. We are in the 40s right now. It's actually 49 already.
Hmm.
And I think it's going to rain a little bit tomorrow, but then Saturday and Sunday are both going to be sunny. So
nice.
I don't know. I don't know what the weather is going to be like in upstate New York, but probably rain. Probably rain for graduation.
Aww.
A texter says that I should not go Instagram live tonight when I take Julia and her friends out to the Hoot Owl.
No, that's creepy.
Why not?
Yeah, creepy.
You got to have a graduation chug. I mean, if there's a Bruins chug, There has to be a graduation chug.
You're so old.
I think it'll be great. Spring is the best time to go solar. This month, switch to solar through Solar Wolf Energy and get a free brand name grill with your signed contract. Solar equals savings, and for a limited time, a brand new grill. Join the Wolf Pack. Learn more at solarwolfenergy.com. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. And we should get to the news. I mentioned this earlier, but we'll be joined in the studio shortly by former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich, who will be filling in for LB today. LB is out with a leave of absence kind of personal issue thing. And so
backed up too much cheese.
He will be back at some point. Speaking of cheese, coming up at 8:30 on today's show, unbridled passion for cheese sauce has led to revolt. And we will discuss that because I am the czar of sauce here in the Commonwealth. Here's a 978 text, which isn't nice, but I'm going to read it anyway. The texter says, is it really a chug when it takes 3 minutes
Valid question.
To down it.
Valid question.
I'm a 52-year-old man.
Yeah.
I can't chug like I'm some kind of a frat boy or something.
It's chug.
I cannot.
It's the French pronunciation.
Let's get to the news. The news this hour is brought to you by
Cantiani Insurance. The nice weather is here and it'll only get better. If you're putting your bike on the road or your boat in the water, talk to Cantiani first. Visit CantianiAgency.com or their locations in Worcester or Douglas, Mass. Cantiani Insurance, where you always come first. Brought to you also by hair doctors Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life. You might be changing your method of transportation to Frigizit after this next story. Did you see the helicopter that went down in the Hudson yesterday in New York?
Yes, complete irrational fear.
Crazy.
Now, it wasn't a mechanical issue. It was a landing issue.
It was
correct?
A landing issue, yeah. The pilot, Eric Morales, is 35 years old. He was the only person on the helicopter when it went down. He was rescued out of the water pretty quickly and only suffered a cut to his hand, so that's good news. But I guess he said he was coming into land when he felt something was wrong. He tried to pull up, but after that failed, he wound up having to go into the water. He tried not to hit people that were standing waiting on the helipad. So this is kind of like a Sully Jr. situation, I feel like. But some witness audio has surfaced, and we grabbed a little clip from that.
Oh, we really just crashed, bro.
Oh my god, bro.
Bro.
That helicopter shouldn't be in the water, bro.
Bro.
So those people. Question.
Yes.
You're waiting on the helipad to take your flight, and that happens. Do you get on the next helicopter that they send over?
Yeah, what are the odds the second one's going to crash?
Okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
I mean, go out and buy a lottery ticket. Probably have a better chance of winning that than you do the second helicopter crashing, right?
I'm calling an Uber.
I don't think so.
With midday Midtown traffic.
I don't care.
What are you, nuts?
I'll take the slow ferry to Figaliwi. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another irrational fear in the news. The two window washers in Oklahoma City that were blowing around on their platform yesterday.
Oh, that was terrifying.
That video.
Oh my God.
And
so they came loose. They were in like a structure.
Yeah.
Like the window washing structure.
Yeah.
Which has the railings and the platform.
Yeah.
And the thing came loose and it was just blowing around. How high up was it?
50 stories.
Oh my God. 50 stories. No, thank you.
Flying around like crazy. So it was banging off the sides of the building.
No, thank you.
Within an hour of the platform coming loose, they were able to successfully rescue the workers. Neither of the two sustained injuries, which was good. But just after 8 o'clock local time yesterday, the Oklahoma City Fire Department did tweet out that the public should avoid the area because they were attempting to do a rescue. So luckily they got them down safely.
Hey, I just want to point out that our fill-in sports guy is here early.
All right.
It's 6:57. And Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot, is here. Ninko, you can grab that microphone right over there.
Oh, thank you. I was peeking in the window trying to get someone's attention.
I was right here.
I was knocking on the glass, but it's double pain, you know.
It's double pain.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Triple pain.
Did you bring breakfast for everybody? Or, I mean, that's common.
No, I don't do breakfast. I'm trying to lean out, you know.
So we're not.
What's that?
We're not.
Yeah. You can tell. What do you get? What do you get? Dunkin' every
little
day.
Little iced.
Yeah, a little iced. Yeah.
Now,
okay,
listen,
that's nice.
What do you,
a little cold brew.
So you don't eat breakfast?
No. I'm on this like MCT oil thing in the morning. So
what's that all about?
It's like it helps your body consume its own fat.
Yeah.
That's
Greg,
what they say.
The brain
eating, by drinking fat, basically.
Huh.
Wait, really? Is that a
TB12
kind of thing? Or, I mean, is that a?
I don't know if that's going to make me more pliable. If that's what you're meaning. If that's what you're getting at, I don't know.
Is that what got Edelman in trouble? That diet.
There's a record skipping.
You know? So why do you want? I mean, you look like you could play tomorrow. Why do you want to be on a diet?
Well, there's this thing called like after football retirement, drinking beers and eating a lot. And, you do a lot of cool events. And I just seem to be eating more than I would like.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy eating. So it's tough because... So I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes, that was amazing.
It was amazing.
Was that a month ago or whatever?
Yeah, don't do it. But anyway, Africa in general, third world country. I'm talking to the guy, the driver is driving us around, and he's talking about the deadliest snakes in the world are here. And, and I asked him, I'm like, so like what happens? Like what happens if you get bit? He's like, oh, there's a snake like place where you go and there's the anti-venom. And I said, well, how far away is that? And he's
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.